Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We've got breaking news into 106.7 The Fan, and it's big Commanders news again. About an hour and a half ago, we found out that Charles Leno was informed he was being released. Well, the other of the expected and potential cap casualties for Washington also being cut today, Logan Thomas, tight end, has been told he is being released by the Commanders. Breaking news on 106.7 The Fan, brought to you by Beat the Streak for tips to win a $5.6 million prize. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. So, Danny, Leno, we broke down when it happened. Let's do that before the blitz here with Logan Thomas.
Yep.
Really good player here in Washington, particularly the peak back in 2020, his first year. He was fantastic. And this was one of the hits of the Rivera era. He and Leno both, interestingly enough, both gone here as this regime takes over.
Yeah.
But they brought him in. He'd never caught more than 16 balls in a season. They viewed him as a value grab. They paid him almost nothing. His first year, big role as a tight end in the league, came in Washington, 72 catches on 110 targets, 670 yards, 6 touchdowns. He was outstanding. Then, part of the way through the following season, he got hurt, ended up tearing his ACL in Vegas, and really he has not been the same player since. 18 and 39 catches in 21 and 22. He was much better last year, but the production was inconsistent. He ended up with 55 grabs for about 500 yards and 4 touchdowns, took a couple violent hits to the head and missed some time as well. But you're talking about a guy who turns 33 years old before the start of the season, like Charles Leno, missed 15 games with injury over the last 3 years. You know, hasn't been the same since 2020. And this one, really, they don't get penalized much.
Right.
It's a $1.7 million dead cap penalty, and they create $6.5 million in cap space. Not that they need it, because they already have an unbelievable amount of money that GM Adam Peters told us they won't use all of. But they create a lot of space here. You now don't have a left tackle. You now need a starting number one weapon at tight end. So we knew that these were already needs. They've become more substantial needs, I suppose. But not stunning necessarily that they're attacking these two roster spots with two of the highest paid players on the team.
So again, echo what I said about Charles Leno for Logan Thomas. Great dude. Easy to see why you'd want to have a guy like that around on your club, in your locker room, et cetera. But the productivity's not there. The separation's not there. The explosion's not there. He had a couple games, GP, where he looked like his couple years ago self, where he looked spry and explosive and quick. But for the most part, it just looked like he didn't have it anymore. And that's, again, that sucks. That's not his fault. All he did was play hard and end up getting hurt. But, yeah, this one was more of a no-brainer to me. I wasn't sure what they would do with Leno, honestly, because of that dead cap hit. And maybe not knowing when to enter in the uncertainty of a tackle market, whether it's a draft or free agency. But tight end, to me, is an upgradable position, and it's easy to do so. Whether it's, again, in this draft, you could spend not that much in free agency and have somebody that's more impactful down to down than Logan Thomas has been the past couple of years. Again, great dude, but clearly has lost, at least you know to the naked eye, has lost a step or two, and I don't know how great of a blocker he was. And that's kind of the dirty little secret there that, you know, Bates is fine there and even solid as an inline blocker. But if Thomas isn't really dynamic and beating linebackers and boxing out safeties, and he's not blocking all that great, I'm not really sure what it is you do here, you know, to go Office Space style on it. They needed an upgrade at that position. I argued before last season, by the way, especially now.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious a year ago, and they opted, you know, not to address the spot. So a couple of things then financially here after this move. So Washington, you know, if you look at the big salary cap space number that'll be floating around, they're now well north of $90 million. In terms of effective cap space, so that accounts for basically the rookie class that they've got to sign and the fact that they don't have 51 guys on their roster, so that they've got to add another, you know, X amount of players, even if you project that at the minimum or close to it. So it's actually more like mid-80s million, but they've added another $14 million to, like, the low end, and everyone's numbers go way down if you do it this way, to effective cap space, which was like $72 million to $75 million, depending on where you're looking. So they've basically, that number's now up into the upper 80s again, in terms of how much they could actually spend. Peter's already told us they weren't going to spend all their money before they freed up this cash. But because today they're releasing their fourth Charles Leno and sixth Logan Thomas, highest paid players, we're bordering on comical when you look at their payroll at how little money they've got on the books at this point.
That's right.
Like, it's pretty hilarious. I mean, McLaurin, Payne, and Allen, who they've locked up, 1, 2, and 3. Then their highest paid players are Andrew Wiley, who is a low-paid right tackle who gave up 9 sacks last year. Nick Gates, who got benched as their center last year. I mean, Tress Way is now their 8th highest-paid player.
Yikes.
Their punter.
Yeah.
Think
and,
about that.
And we love Tress on this program, but yeah.
Tress
on,
is
dude.
The man. He doesn't even make $4 million.
Yeah, but come on, what are we doing? It tells you, again, how barren the cabinet is left over from this previous regime, right? Like, where there's – on one hand, yeah, they haven't left the next group with too many, quote-unquote, bad contracts. But on the other hand, you'd like to have a base – you'd like to have a couple more Paynes and Allens and guys that are starters that you don't have to worry about upgrading. But they've already moved on, as you said, from two of their top six salary cap hits this year.
At some point, we need to get into whether or not anything they're doing, which right now seems like common sense, right? But I saw today SpotTrac came out and said, hey, here's a guy to look out for as a possible trade candidate, mm-hmm. John Allen. Like, if they were to move John Allen, and who's their highest paid player, or one of them with behind Payne and McLaurin, mm-hmm. and now cut these other two guys, like, is there a chance that Peters has already told us we're not going to spend a lot of money, that they just purposefully really reel this thing all the way back in and go into a process NFL-like from a 76ers perspective under Josh Harris. But that's something we could talk about in a bit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.